I'm Lieutenant Colonel John Williams. I entered the Air Force in 1964, and I was a pilot and had pilot responsibilities. That included training all Air Force pilots in the VIP and air medical flying, as well as a commander of a flying unit at Offutt Air Force Base. I also had an engineering, electrical engineering degree background, and that also got me into in the engineering field. And I was in charge of all the construction projects, trying to find the requirements for new projects for the Military Aero Command in order for them to be approved by Congress. And that is the extent of, quickly, of the synopsis of my background. I can discuss Norton Air Force Base, and that as a result of all the Military Aero Command bases under me for their facilities, that there was one facility at Norton Air Force Base that was close hold. Not even the wing commander there could know what was going on. And during that time period, throughout my career, it was always rumored by the pilots that that was a cover for, in fact, a location of one UFO craft. And the reason for that location was folks that could come out, land at Norton, play golf, be part of a golf tournament, so forth, and during that process could go by the facility and actually see the UFO. I was never allowed in that area when I was there at Norton Air Force Base. And during my Vietnam career, where I was a rescue helicopter pilot. And basically, you're always together at the club and so forth, and so close hold that many stories started to come out during that time period. And it was there that I heard several stories along that line from different pilots that had also overheard that from other pilots.
Can you elaborate on those, what ways that you heard
of them? Basically, that's all we was known, because it was so close hold, was the fact that this facility did contain a UFO, and that was about all that could be said, because obviously this time period would have been in 1969 to 1970 when I heard that rumor first. And validated that, you know, that the facility did in fact exist in 1982 time period.
You were able to validate that it existed?
That's correct, because I was responsible for that base facilities from 1981 to
82. And what kind of VIPs would be coming in and out of there that
might have? It can actually be senators. In fact, it's my understanding that Bob Dole was at that facility. It's also possible that back in the early 50s, that Eisenhower actually visited that facility. In the mid-1950s, my father relayed to me the following, and before I get into that, I would like to state who he was and his background. During World War II, he was responsible for the entire West Coast for the Signal Corps operation. And so he was familiar with electronics, because he taught that during World War II in the beginning. And during a dinner party with a very, very close friend, a RAN employee was invited. And this is located in the Ventura area, which was near their RAND operation. And it impacted my father and relayed that many times to me. You know, the fact that during that party, after several drinks, that the government was spending more money on anti-gravity than any other project in the history of this country. And therefore, he believed at that time that we had actually operational anti-gravity systems. Also, during that dinner party, it was relayed to my mother, that of the RAND Corporation, that it wouldn't be uncommon to go down the hallway and look into the private offices and see some of the employees actually sitting on top of their desks, meditating and levitating over their desks. So these were the stories that certainly impacted them during that dinner party.
Would have been, and also what time frame that this level of funding would have been going into anti-gravity?
All I know is that the dinner party was somewhere in the mid-1950s. I assume it was between 1955 and 1957, because it was so many years ago, and I'm trying to relay when this family friend actually moved to Ventura.
And the time period when that amount of spending would have been going into projects would have been during that?
Well, that spending would probably have been started shortly after World War II, I would think. That this would have been an ongoing effort for so many years.
Can you tell us, do you have more information about the person who relayed this information to your father?
No, I don't. All I can recall, because I was a very young person at the time, and then he obviously relayed that story even when I was older, in my 30s. But I don't know the name of that person. And I don't know the level of that employee. But I basically understand that he was of a high level there at Rand Corporation. The family friend had this dinner party was one that was very affluent in the neighborhood. She was in charge of the Republican National Party for Ventura County. And she generally had upper echelon people at her party. Thing that happened during my Air Force career was again in Vietnam, as relayed by the pilots to me, and that was that at Luke Air Force Base, Arizona, a United States Air Force instructor had a German student with him, and they were on a range down at Gila Bend, Arizona, which is the southern part of Arizona, that they strayed off the range, saw something, and when they returned to the base, they were met. And either pilot was never seen since. And it was speculated that they saw something very unusual. And therefore, they wanted to remove him. Now, that was validated by two or three pilots as a story in Vietnam in the 1960 to 70 time period.